Your father does not just have Daniel do the boy things, to teach Daniel the boy things, because you did something for your birthday.
Oh, yeah. I went out and I shot guns.
All right.
But that's a girl thing, too. Come on. We can...
Well, you had the pink earmuffs.
Not traditionally.
I'm like combat
it's
Barbie.
Becoming more. Yeah, that's great. That's cool.
Hashtag combat Barbie. I mean, honestly, with my fabulous hair and bright blue eyes and my absolutely gorgeous smile. I mean, after the before I had braces.
Which all of which you got from your mother.
Welcome to Nerd Burger. It's a podcast with a guy.
And another guy.
And another guy.
And a young lady.
And a young lady. That's right. I'm Mike.
I'm Craig.
And here we are, episode 68.
Checking your notes. Well done. We just recorded the previous episode. Couldn't remember that number for 2 hours.
It's not like it's right here either, right on the screen. Right,
right
in front of you.
Right well done.
Yeah, but then I looked over there.
God, you're terrible at this.
Yeah. You'd think I'd get better after... What, a year and a third?
68 episodes? You could just use that number again.
Wait, which number? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
How's it going, Craig?
It's going all right. I finished an enormous project at work.
So did I. It
took me 15 months.
Mine took 7 years.
What?
It was started before I went to work there.
Oh, well, it wasn't really... Okay, you inherited it.
It came back to life multiple times in multiple incarnations.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Zombie project. We get the
zombie project two times over.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Oh, that's exciting, everybody. Let's talk to some other people.
Wait.
What?
Where'd it go?
I'm bored.
That's what I'm looking for.
That's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring everyone.
That's the sound effect we use for architecture talk. Speaking of people who don't work in architecture
anymore.
Thank God.
Hello, Matthew.
I got out.
Hello, Matthew.
Hi, Matthew.
Hello there, gentlemen. How are you today?
Who did you bring with us? With
I
you.
I brought my...
To us.
He brought his second favorite son. Hi.
I brought my lovely daughter, Anna.
The aforementioned young lady.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Hello. Greetings.
So now
Hi,
you
Anna.
Have now you have brought both of your children here.
Both of your spawn.
I have brought both my spawn.
And Daniel proved to be an excellent guest, and quite frankly, you're really on probation.
I know.
Because he was much more entertaining than you.
He was. And Anna is going to prove to even
next time
better than.
Matthew's going to be in a distant third after this episode.
Next time it might just be Daniel and Anna. Matthew will have to wait in the green room.
With his coffee.
That would be a good show.
Is the green room like a weather room? Like, do you guys have like a weather forecast where someone stands in
that's
front?
That's the green room right there. The green futon on the wall.
I need to buy a new cover for that futon, and I'm thinking about getting something that is not green. And then still calling it the green room.
Oh,
get something with Star Wars on it.
But wait a minute. The room is painted lavender.
But the green room
it's
is
really
now,
more of a lilac.
Aren't always green.
I know.
It just so happens that the futon is green, so we make people wait over there.
You were sitting over there between episodes today.
I was relaxing in the green room.
That's right.
Almost had considered having a bagel, but I didn't.
Because you brought bagels and cream cheese and bananas.
Yes.
Because those three things go together.
They're breakfast.
They're all tasty. I think that counts.
Hey, all right. It's point number one for you. Ding!
And what have we always said is the most important thing?
Breakfast.
Family.
Sorry, I thought you meant of the things we eat.
Wow.
I've been trained like a guinea pig, so whenever he says something, I will respond. Like, it's like a key word or like a signal word, and then I go off and I do my thing. Like, it was the Budweiser theme song when I was younger, and it's that, and there's like so many other things, and I can't even remember them. It's like a leg kick reaction thing.
It's called programming.
Yeah, I was... neurolinguistically hardwired as a child to respond to certain things, and it's kind of horrible.
She used a bigger word than I ever have in my entire life, and you're how old?
15, I turned. Yeah.
And unfortunately, none of those programming things that I did actually get her to clean her room.
You know, things can only go so far, and I want a unicorn, but I'm not getting that either. Don't set your standards so high.
But didn't you already eat a unicorn?
Yeah, I shot the unicorn for you, honey.
No, but I wanted to ride it around and make rainbows.
You're part unicorn now. You ingested the unicorn.
You are what you eat.
Exactly.
Does that mean cannibals are the only human? I'm kind of concerned about that.
Nice!
I'm going home, Mike! You guys got this in hand.
We're just going to gift Nerd Burger to you and let you take over.
Why,
for
thank
us.
Thank you.
So, Mike, I was listening to one of the podcasts a couple weeks ago, and I've been waiting to come in to talk to you about this.
One of ours?
Oh, heavens no.
He doesn't listen to our podcast.
Have you listened to the food blog?
No, that's my job.
And I've always known you were an Applehead. Mm-hmm. You were just a complete tool for Steve Jobs and everything about him.
Ooh, and I'm stepping back.
And I'm just proud. And you went beyond even what I would have expected.
Which is?
You went to the eye doctor.
Wah, wah.
Really?
No, sorry. Not good enough. No, we're not accepting that answer. That's a bad joke. Bad.
Should we get like one of those sticks where someone will have it and like if you say something bad, you can just like tap them on the shoulder like bad person, bad. Be well, funnier.
We'll get a little spray bottle. We just psh, psh, psh. Every time Matthew says something dumb, just and every time he says something, then. Every time he says something smart, we'll give him a chocolate.
He's gonna have to wear his swimsuit here from now on.
We'll Skinner box it right out of him. We'll condition him.
You might need two of the spray bottle things, maybe three. I'd be prepared.
It'd take a while, yeah.
We'll just get a kiddie pool and fill it up and have him sit in it.
We'll just hook a hose up with a spray nozzle.
We'll have to record out on the patio.
Yeah.
You guys know I'm still sitting here, right?
Yeah. What?
why don't we pause while you get that?
Yeah, check your phone while we're on the podcast.
That's just what you do, isn't it?
Idiot.
He's more of a teenage girl than I am. I left my phone in my car.
Wow.
I left my phone in the car. I am a responsible being, and he won't even get me like a dog or anything.
You forgot it.
No. I brought my book. I think that counts. That's responsible. I brought a book. You brought, I don't know.
You.
Georgia Tech merchandise.
And?
He always does that. He goes around.
That's not a good response, Matthew. Just saying and.
And?
No, you gotta. If you're going to have a little witty retort, it has to be something more than just saying and.
So?
You have to be sassy. Otherwise, you're just not allowed to be here. Go home.
So these two fish are in a tank. One looks at the other and says, how do you shoot this thing?
Oh, it's a tank. All right. We'll give you that one.
Two fish are in a submarine. One looks at the other and says, why are we inside?
Yeah.
Ha ha. Do you have more?
Two fish are in a car. One looks at the other and says, how do you drive this thing? And the other fish says, oh my gosh, a talking fish!
Yeah. I've heard that joke with different types of animals. Do we want to do news?
Please. So you were talking about grinding up the unicorn meat there, Anna.
No. My brethren.
How about this story from Germany? Cleaner killed by falling into mince machine.
What?
A German cleaner has been killed after he fell into a paddle mincer machine at a meat processing plant.
That hits me twice as hard because I'm taking German 3 next year, the accelerated honors German 3. And
Smarty
I
pants.
Ride horses. Yeah, I'm really intelligent. I don't know where I got that from my family, honestly. It's like mutation gene.
Hey, Anna.
No need to diss your mom like that.
Quick, just quick moment here. Matthew, do you speak German?
No.
Anna, please insult your father in German.
Du hast ein Problem, du bist nicht mein Vati.
I don't want to know what that is because I don't want to know if I have to bleep anything.
No, that was clean.
All of our German listeners will enjoy that.
That wasn't really an insult. That was just kind of, I don't know. I'm not going to say swear words because
berating
then
him,
he's going to remember them and
bad things.
Yell
okay.
at me.
So,
police in
Minst,
Paderborn, Germany, have now removed the machine from the Westfleisch meat processing plant. It took officers several hours to remove the body as it had become embedded within it. The Westfleisch plant produces meat products for an international export. These include the famous German Knackwurst sausages made from pork offcuts. It also supplies tongue, shoulder, and liver, so don't eat any of those for the next several months.
That's slightly disappointing.
Or else you may end up more human than others.
No wonder my last order tasted a little like chicken.
If everything tastes like chicken, what does chicken taste like? It's like water. It has no flavor, and everyone's
like, it tastes
like
tasty wheat.
Chicken tastes like bacteria.
Ah,
seriously.
I see.
Stephen Fry taught me.
Oh yeah.
On QI, that if chicken did not have bacteria, chicken would have no real taste.
Interesting.
That's kind of scary. I'm never going to eat that again.
I think I've mentioned that on the podcast before.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing that. I have movie news.
What kind of movie news?
Jennifer Lawrence. No, JK. No.
North Korea says Seth Rogen's new movie is an act of war.
Dun, dun, dun.
Kim Jong-un's government warns of merciless retaliation if the U.S. doesn't ban The Interview. Featuring Rogen and James Franco, who star as two journalists who, after scoring an interview with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, are ordered by the CIA to assassinate him. In a statement published by the state-run KCNA news agency, a foreign ministry spokesman characterized Rogen as a gangster filmmaker and called upon the U.S. to block the film, according to a report from the AFP. Quote,
"The act of making and screening such a movie that portrays an attack on our top of readership is the most wanton act of terror and act of war, and is absolutely in the terror war."
The spokesman said, adding that the U.S. would face a resolute and a merciless response.
Did you go French there on the end?
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real alone.
Craig,
do you have any news? Did you hear that fillings may be no more at the dentist?
No more fillings?
No more fillings.
That sounds lovely.
Wait, I think I heard about this.
Yes, scientists are developing a new pain-free filling that allows cavities to repair without drilling or injections.
How's that work?
Oh, the new treatment called electrically accelerated and enhanced remineralization.
So they stick wires in your mouth and turn the current up?
Apparently. Accelerates the natural movement of calcium and phosphate minerals into the damaged tooth and rebuilds it.
Wow.
So,
yeah, because what they don't tell you when you're a kid is that when they drill your tooth out and stick stuff in there, put a filling in there, that 20 years later it's going to fall out and you're going to have it done again.
And you're going to swallow it or bite it.
Yeah. And then it's going to happen again. But then there won't be enough tooth left for them to drill out. So they'll have to drill your tooth down to a nub and put a fake tooth on top of that. And then 20 years after that,
that'll fall out.
Then that'll fall. And then you have to have a root canal. And then 20 years after that, that'll wear out. And then you'll have to get an implant not have a tooth.
Right. After you get a few root canals that fall out and fall apart, then you'll have to just get a bridge.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's dentures.
Mm-hmm. Because the bridge will wear out the teeth that it's attached to.
You know, they also didn't tell you that I thought it was like a confused thing where the Disney people just didn't really care enough to fix it. Because I thought that the D in Disney was like a backwards G or something. And there's so many things from my childhood that I didn't really get. That I didn't really get until now. And when I'm older and I look back and I'm like, wait, when did this happen? And it took me like, I think it was like last week or something that I figured out it was like an actual real swirly D. And I was like, what's wrong with this? I mean, you just look back and when did that happen?
It's always been a big swirly D.
I know, but I was a child. Do not know. I was remembered watching The Lion King and Sharkboy and Lava Girl the whole time, and I never saw it. I mean, it looks like a backwards messed up G or whatever. See, it looks like a backwards G because my dad, Georgia Tech, everything. So I assumed that it would be like a G or something because that's just what my mind goes to. I don't know.
She's right. It does look like a backwards G.
All right, well, there you go.
I thought it was like some weird German thing. And then I took German class and I'm like, wait, what is this? So I went back and I looked at it like after 2 years of German. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what happened? I don't know. It was like a crushing blow to my soul. Like, there goes half my childhood. Lies. I don't know.
I think you're probably exaggerating a little bit there. The Disney D destroyed half your childhood.
Well, the other half was Pokemon, and I don't think that was Disney because that was kind of like dog fights between two animals, and Disney, like, no one
dies.
That's
true. Pokemon is animal fighting. It's weird alien animal fighting, but it's animal fighting.
And then the animals are so happy to be doing that. They're like, okay, I'll beat the crap out of this person.
Well, they've been conditioned to act that way.
Well, yeah,
they've been taught they have to be happy to do it, because if they express any displeasure at it, then they get beaten.
Does Michael Vick work for Disney?
Oh, too soon.
Too soon, really?
No, not at all.
Oh. Is he still,
or to quote Ando, inappropriate.
Is he still the Philadelphia Eagles problem?
Who cares?
Yeah, I second Greg's motion.
Yeah. I don't know who any of these people are.
Well, that's Mike.
Hi.
And that's Craig.
We met earlier.
Hello.
And I'm your dad.
Oh, no. I thought I was,
Michael,
I
Michael
thought I
Vick.
Just like invaded your house and started living with you. I mean,
Michael Vick is a professional football quarterback who got into a great deal of trouble because he was
while he played for the Falcons here
he was raising and training and fighting dogs.
Shame on you, shame on your family, like, shame on your cow.
I believe they shamed his cow. There you go.
How do you have like this? Do you have like the whole McDonald's farm waiting on that button?
No,
thing?
Craig has the whole McDonald's farm in analog format over there.
Barnyard answer puzzle. What? What? Why don't we have one of these?
Sarah Jessica
Parker. I don't have a horse sound.
Nay.
I had to download that,
oh, that
the one time. That was a donkey.
Nay. There we go. Just for you.
Yeah, crickets.
I see how it is.
No, this is my other animals.
Do you have other news?
Ah.
I do.
Okay. Go!
Google is to start selling a humanoid robot which can walk, climb, use tools, and even drive a car.
That is frightening.
I agree with you. Thank you.
They're going to take over the world, and then what am I going to do? I'm going to be sitting there actually having to do work. Ew. No.
It recently won a military Robo-Olympics, but Google has revealed the machine is being pulled from the future rounds of the contest so it can be developed into the firm's first commercial robot.
I wish that sentence would have ended with being pulled from the future. And then just the sentence there.
I concur.
Like they were pulling the robot out of the future and bringing it here when it's all been worked out.
Right. They are Skynet, and here comes Judgment Day.
Slash me cries. I don't want to be taken over by robots.
Nobody does, really.
There's always that one confused kid down the street that eats nothing but mayonnaise on saltines, and I'm quoting. I mean.
What? What the? I'm completely lost.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah. It's just a free-for-all. Mayonnaise.
Craig's
on
Googling
saltines.
It.
Is that
a thing? I'm laughing so hard I'm about to cry.
No, it's just people talking about it. Like, that's not even a reference to something. Matthew, what is wrong with your daughter?
It's a whole lot of awesome.
I grew up in his family. Oh,
it's
no.
A whole lot of
it's like I've been infected. It's like I've been trained. I'm like a guinea pig, but or like a dog, or I'd say cat, but cats don't put up with anything. They hate everyone, and they're scary, and they should go bye-bye.
That's a whole bunch of hate.
Okay, look, cats are like, pick me up, feed me, give me food, treat, I want to go outside, I love you, no I don't, you're horrible, ew, it's another person. And then dogs are like, I love you, this is fun, rainbows, happiness, sunshine, playing, exercise, happiness and stuff. And it's like scary. Who would buy a cat? I mean, they're like slave masters. You don't get a friend or a companion, you get someone who's just like, oh yeah, you're gonna do everything for me. That's like the robot taking over the world, but voluntary. I mean, why would you do that? I don't know.
I don't even know what sound effect to press. I kept thinking, oh, I could press this one, and then she got ahead of it.
Which one was that?
Like every fifth word out of her mouth. Stream of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
That was very Robin Williams. Oh, jeez. Because it's
Thank
internet
you.
Radio. Wow, this episode is such a mess.
I think I've been poisoned mentally, so if you could just remove my brain and incinerate it, that'd be lovely.
Okay.
And then I'd like you to throw my body into an erupting volcano. And I mean erupting, I mean it has to be like Mount St. Helens top 13,250 feet off the volcano explosion.
1,350 feet.
You know what? That's close enough. I think I, from one mention.
She's only off by a factor of 10.
I'm only off by one.
Also
number.
Known as an order of magnitude.
You just. It's not relevant.
Oh. Oh, and the little tirade from a couple of minutes ago was.
Cats and ducks are evil. I mean, they need to be eradicated. I feel like.
The expert on not irrelevant. Or irrelevant.
I feel like I'm the one of the, what are they called? Oh, gosh. I just started watching Doctor Who. I watched like 48 episodes.
All right, here
days.
We go.
Whoa.
Nerd.
Starting with what season?
I remember it's... The
which
thing
Doctor?
Screen,
sorry.
Oh, I like the ninth one. The ninth one was okay, and...
That's the guy that was only the Doctor for like one season, right?
Yeah, and then
the guy that didn't look like should have been a doctor.
Eccleston.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah,
he was awesome. And then they're bringing on this new guy, and I haven't really gotten used to him, and he's kind of cute. My friends fangirl over him, and it's kind of scary because they're like screaming his name and wearing t-shirts and like writing their names all over their faces, and it's kind of alarming, and I'm like, oh no.
Is that the 10th doctor or the 13th doctor?
It's the doctor that's... It's the... It's the second season doctor.
Who was after Eccleston?
The 10th.
Yes.
Okay.
Actor?
I can't think of his name now.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Who was the 11th?
Matt Smith.
So David Tennant?
Thank you.
That's
yes.
Him.
There you go. I just didn't know which order they came in. And Matt Smith is the swoony one that everybody loved.
No, David Tennant.
Because he was, well, David Tennant was
talking about
good, but Matt Smith is like correct. I remember.
But all of her friends
Andy
are
was talking
over
about
David Tennant.
Okay,
everybody gotcha. Is David Tennant. It's really.
Oh,
scary.
Don't worry, they'll get over it when Matt Smith comes up because he's even better looking.
The new one, and the new one is the oldest Doctor ever.
Right.
So I.
The new
no
one.
Way they could be swooning.
The new
over
one
him.
In her listening or yeah. in her viewing. In her,
yeah.
No, they're still freaking out over David Tennant. I mean, honestly, it's kind of it's alarming. They're like super Who locks, and I'm into all of those. Oh, no. I have been infected in so many ways. I just... Oh, God. So many fandoms. It's washing over me now. It's like, I used to be a casual book reader, and now it's like, I have 200 books, and it's not even 2% of the books I want, and I'm like freaking out. Like, if you touch my book, you will lose a hand. Touch my book again, there will be no hand. No.
For the record, no. Matthew just touched her book.
She's going to pay for it later tonight.
There. Oh, hey, there we go. Beat him up. I got a dollar for that.
Wait, hang on. Let me record that.
We've already had physical injury perpetrated on the show for money.
That's right. I did get a bruise, by the way, but it wasn't like a good purple bruise. It went straight from nothing to kind of yellowish
to the
green.
Yellow. Oh, nice.
So was it like a backyard boy fight or what was it?
Yes, that's exactly what it was. Mike and I were horsing around like you do when you're 40.
Wait, was it a canter, a gallop? Were you going over Oxers, Crossrails, Verticals? What? Wait, were you going jumping, hunter jumper, Western or English? Let's start with that.
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
It sounds like horse stuff, but why is it horse stuff?
I'm vaguely disappointed upon you. Shame. Shame on you. Shame sandwich.
I know I should have left.
Shame sandwich.
Now I'm hungry.
That's a pity, because all it has in it is shame. Shame and vague disappointment and sorrow and orphan tears and whatnot. Shame on you.
You should watch Orphan Black.
Orphan tears.
You should watch Orphan Black.
Okay.
BBC America.
I'm still looking for the plate of saltines with mayonnaise on them.
Is there Orphan Orange, too?
No, just Orphan Black.
Orphan Lilac?
No, just Orphan Black.
Okay. Orphan Lavender?
I still think it's a lilac. I don't know about you.
I don't have a horse sound effect, but I do have.
That's passable. Okay.
Okay.
It's passable. You're allowed.
Was that like the cut scissor symbol? Like
yes, we're cutting.
Okay. Are you guys making like little paper angels that I tried to do and then?
Well, I can't.
No, we're not cutting. We're cutting the recording for a second to check the audio. We forgot to explain that.
And the reason they went like was so they didn't say it on the podcast.
And now, talked about it, and now it's going to be a thing. And so it's now becomes a question of whether or not Mike actually cuts this part out of, or
which he won't.
Of course, he won't.
And cutting.
And we're back.
Hi.
So it sounded like you started talking horse stuff over there. Would you like to nerd out about horses?
I feel like facepalming now. You guys are such ignorant pansy cakes. Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Okay, you know what? Gloves are off. That's it. Tell us about your horses.
Well, technically they're not mine. I'm working on that. I'm working on it. Yeah.
Pansy cakes.
Yeah,
you look ignorant. Did you just make a note that you're going to edit that?
Ignorant pansy cakes. No, that's the episode title now.
Okay.
Okay, there's two styles of riding. It's a difference between tack and riding.
Mm-hmm.
Tack is like saddle, bridle, girth, and whatnot, and so on. There's English, which is mostly jumping and racing, and then there's Western, which is mostly pleasure. The Western is the saddle that has the big horn on the front and everything. That's right. What you see when you see cowboys that aren't actually riding and lying and doing nothing real on horses and looking really stupid.
Like cowboys do.
They don't know how to ride, and it makes me want to just, like, walk up and, like, drag them out of the TV and hit them with something and be like, no, you're doing it wrong.
I think real cowboys probably know how to ride just fine. I think
yeah,
movie I hope, and TV cowboys, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference. John Wayne knew how to ride. He knew how to ride, and that made me happy, but...
All right, you heard it. Dad. You heard it, dead John Wayne. You get the Anna seal of approval.
Someone should like design that for me. If you design that for me, I'll pay you money. The Anna seal of pony. Okay, and so
back on track.
Okay, and so I ride English. I ride hunter jumper, which is I go over smaller jumps, but I go walk, trot, canter, gallop, and I go over cross rails and verticals. Cross rails.
Do you go galump? Do your horses galump?
What do you mean by that?
It's like out of a cartoon.
No. They buck, though.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I had to... Okay, I was riding this horse,
I was just throwing words at her.
Uh-huh. I was riding this horse, Austin, like, maybe 2 days ago, and I had two lessons with him in a row, and he's, like, the horse you have to have the magical metal of Thor's hammer and your legs to make him go. I mean, you have to be, like, the Viking leg person, where it's, like... amazingly strong and oh look, I can kick Chuck Norris or something. I mean, you have to be like magical to do this.
So you're sitting there just wailing on this horse and he's like, hey.
No, he literally doesn't. No, he doesn't just sit there and go, hey. He bucks and he kicks. Oh. And he reaches back and bites you, and so I'm like,
he's got a 180 degree swivel head.
Oh yeah, horses can do that all the time. I mean,
I did not know that about horses.
Yeah, no, but I was riding him, right? And so I was smacking him with a crop and kicking him really hard. And he reaches back and he bites me, like, really hard. And then he bucks, like, 2 feet. And it doesn't sound like much, but trust me, that's pretty much, like, it doesn't sound like much, but it's a lot worse when you're actually on the horse.
So
you go up a lot and then you're down a lot and you're like, wait, I don't know, gravity wins, but what's happening?
He bit you and bucked you.
Yes,
but you were hitting him with a crop
and kicking him.
No, but see, that would be like, kind of like, it's not the same because horses have a lot higher pain tolerance because they're horses and they're hardcore and we're just kind of lumps of blood and whatnot.
Sounds to me like a horse person cage matches in the offing here. We're going to just have to pit you against Austin sometime and see who wins.
But see, he's like maybe 14 hands too. I mean, he's not even that tall. And it's kind of horrible. And then when I finally got him into the canter, he did this huge buck. And I mean, it was a buck. And then my instructor had like this little O on her, like her mouth turned into like an O. And she was like, oh, okay. You can slow down if you like. And I'm like, no, I'm getting this horse going. And so I did. And then he was a pain in the butt over the jumps too. I mean, he jumped way too early and I got left behind and I almost fell off because he's a horse and he's being a stupid horse. And it's just... It's just so annoying sometimes. And then they go on, and I was riding, and I was happy, and then the wind was flowing in my hair, and I felt like the girl from Brave, where I can just go off floating in the background, riding my horse into the sunset, shooting off arrows in the distance, or something like that.
I caught the Scottish accent there. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
I can't do that.
Right? That sounded real nice, that did.
Thank you.
Lassie.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Okay, thank you. And then he just kept bucking the whole time, and he's like my bro, he's my baby, and he's leaving to go to Colorado. Like, I'm never going to see him again, and he's my bro. And then when I get off him, he's like, I love you. And I'm like, you know, it's kind of hard with our relationship sometimes.
It's awfully dysfunctional.
Yes, it's like my family. It's just like kind of...
And full circle to Matthew, very good!
It's okay to laugh in the microphone. I'm funny. It's allowed. It's encouraged, actually. Yeah, no, don't just smile and nod. I'm hilarious. I am your child. Support me. Gosh, look at this.
Stop being such a horrible father.
That is my life in a nutshell. Stop being such a horrible father.
But it's so entertaining.
But I want a katana and a hunting falcon and a horse. Ooh. And I want books. And I want you to teach me about cars and fixing them and making them and whatnot. And you're just like, oh, no, that's for Daniel. That's a boy thing.
Matthew, well, you know how to make
cars.
Well,
hold on. As I recall, from before we hit the record button here, before we really started talking, your father does not just have Daniel do the boy things, to teach Daniel the boy things, because you did something for your birthday.
Oh, yeah. I went out and I shot guns.
All right.
But that's a girl thing, too. Come on. We can...
Well, you had the pink earmuffs.
Not traditionally.
I'm like combat
it's
Barbie.
Becoming more. Yeah, that's great. That's cool.
Hashtag combat Barbie. I mean, honestly, with my fabulous hair and bright blue eyes and my absolutely gorgeous smile. I mean, after the before I had braces.
Which all of which you got from your mother.
Oh, no. I made them myself. I was just...
Whoa.
I changed my genetic, my genes, because I didn't like the chromosomes I've been provided, so I just kind of changed them. They didn't seem adequate, and so I also made myself
smarter. I agree.
Smarter.
They don't seem adequate. I'm
again,
looking right at them.
Again, unnecessarily insulting your mother.
They're sitting right next to you.
She's so startled. She's
of,
like talking to
half my half of your chromosomes
friends,
are
like...
sitting right there.
Those are the half she got rid of.
Yeah. Got rid of those half and suddenly, oh, look, she's awesome. She's a really cool person. Wow.
If you're crying.
Are you going to cry, Matthew? Would you like
no,
a tissue?
I'm just so proud.
This is what he's done to me. What have you done, man? No. I can't do the no thing. Oh, gosh. I should just, oh, no. We should get Daniel and make him scream. He has a really high-pitched girly scream, and I'm like, oh.
All right. So what else do we want to talk about?
I'm a magical 400-foot-tall floating purple panda with rainbow butterfly wings and dinosaur feet, and I have no idea how I said that with a straight face.
I don't even know where that came from.
I don't know what any of that means.
That's my are-you-paying-attention phrase.
You should take improvisation when classes. You should take workshops for improvisation because you're not quick enough on the draw.
Well, I'm fast enough
see what
on
I
the
did there?
Sketch, uh-huh. though. It doesn't really matter about the draw. It's the sketching that
guns
counts.
Guns and cowboys.
What are you doing? Oh.
I don't know.
I was waiting for a pause.
I thought that was beer. A sound effect, and I'm like, what would that mean? How am I supposed to interpret that one?
The can opening sound effect. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's right here underneath the shotgun sound effect.
Do you really have a can opening
no.
sound effect?
No.
My father is silent. Can we keep doing this? Can you just like...
We do have to let him talk a little.
But before we do that, does the book have anything to do with that, or are you just carrying that with you?
Oh, well, I was reading my book, and I didn't want to part from it, because having a book is kind of like having a boyfriend. I mean, you have to keep it with you. Sometimes you pet it on the... And you just
on the spine.
On the spine.
There you go.
And you hug it, and you cry with it, and you get your tears all over it because it kills things. And it's like, why is your plot hurt more than actually throwing the book at my face?
And then you get to the end, and it hurts you.
Yes. And then you're like, I love it. And then it's perf. And then you recommend it to all your friends.
And then you find the next anymore. And then you find the next book, and you toss that one aside.
And then you recommend it to your friends. Like, oh, yeah, it was great.
I'm done with this one. You can have it, him.
My parents taught me to give my used toys to the less fortunate children. So, yeah, pretty much. Give your leftover sandwich crust to other people because you don't want them. Wait, can I do that with Daniel?
What, get rid of Daniel's?
I mean, good
give
old
give Daniel to a less fortunate family.
Well, we could give them to Goodwill because they seem to be taking everything these days. I mean, like,
wow.
Well, it's kind of what they do. They
make jobs and
they get that stuff and they distribute it out, and sell it, and give it to people that can use it in an affordable price or
labor.
Sometimes free.
Slave labor, Daniel. I'll get my crop. I'll bring it home one day, and we can like.
There you go.
There we go. We can make him do things. You can make him clean the house. And
whip him and kick him. Like Austin.
Until he bites and bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's a small little child. We can contain him.
Oh.
He doesn't have the swivel.
You're allowed to talk. You're allowed to talk right now. Wait till he...
I was a couple days away from becoming a blue belt, and I've been riding horses for as long as I can remember, so I do not want to hear you speak.
Yeah, get away. Whoa. Hang in there for 6 or 7 years, and Matthew's going to be taller than you.
Matthew?
Or not Matthew. Well, Matthew. Yeah. Matthew's still growing. Matthew's about to hit his fourth growth spurt as he gets into the 40s. Daniel. Daniel's going to...
Height doesn't matter when... Okay. People always think that riding horses is like the rainbow glitter. Oh, look, it's a My Little Pony. I'm a pony. This is perfect. No, it's the art of beating a 1,500-pound animal into submission using only your legs when they have every advantage. I mean, honestly, they're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger, they're more used to this than you are, they're smarter. And they're the ones touching the ground. I mean, you're literally sitting on them like, please carry me. And they're just like, oh, look, it's one of you people. I don't want to have to do work. I mean, it's like me. It's like, can I just go and eat and lie down and it's hot outside and it's bright and it has sunlight and things. Let's just go away. Let's go home and never come back. And it's like, I don't know.
Eat sugar cubes.
Oh, okay. Let me tell you about the things horses eat in my stable. There's this one thoroughbred named Ryan, and thoroughbreds are like the racehorses. They're really high strung, but his mama brings him espresso and donuts, and he eats them. No, he gets like really mad if he doesn't have his Starbucks espresso, and he knows how it tastes, and he will get mad if she brings him the wrong one, and he will like legitimately get angry about it, and he eats his donuts. And then people will, like, bring, like, the little goldfish cracker snacks, because usually I'll say goldfish and people think of the animal and they're like, meat-eating horses? Oh, no. No, the, like, the little cracker snacks. People will give those to the horses and they'll eat them. And
do they bring them a latte?
That was a horrible experience. Let me tell you the latte story. Okay. No, the latte story is kind of an inside joke. It's a behind-the-scenes part of making me the sarcastic little person I am. This made me
Hold on. Is this a... What kind of a story is this?
This is a jerk Starbucks story. It's not even jerk dad. I mean, this is all on Starbucks.
Disappointing. So, but okay, go ahead.
Wait. Jerk Starbucks.
So beautiful.
We have lovely singing voices. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us about Starbucks.
Okay, so when I turned 10, on my birthday, I'd kind of kept it to myself, but I wanted to get a latte. And so I waited, and I kept bugging my dad about halfway through the year. Hey, Dad, can I go get a latte? And he's like, no, you don't need caffeine because you're hyper already. I don't know.
You're hyper.
Really?
Really?
No. I don't know. But he's like, no coffee for you.
We know.
And so on my 11th birthday, after 6 months of pestering him about everything, hey, let's get a latte. Dad, I want a latte. Oh, why don't you get latte mix too while you're getting your coffee? And so they just go over and he takes me on my birthday day adventure, which is a day in which he just takes me out and does stuff with me. And we get a latte, and I have this hopeful expression look on my face because I've been waiting to try this. I mean, this is movie star drinks. This is supposed to be good stuff. I mean, the horse at my stable drinks this. I mean, this is fabulous. And then I drink it, and it is the most nasty thing I have ever tried. And I'm sitting there, and my dad has, like, he sees the look on my face. And can you describe it to them? Because I couldn't see my face.
It was the best $8 drink I bought that no one ever consumed. It was worth everything. Her face kind of twisted up inside out and turned around, and she didn't like it too much.
And then my dad went over and took it, and his face was just like, ew. Like, it was the embodiment. It was the epitome of this is disgusting and this is hilarious combined into one, which is kind of odd. It's like mixing oranges and potatoes. It's like, why would you do this? But it was kind of perfect.
You're the master of the simile.
I've grown up in my family. I'm good at metaphors too. Quick on the draw and idioms as well.
Nice.
Onomatopoeias. I'm the bomb diggity. I am your man.
Person.
No,
use your words.
No,
I'm prompting her.
Oh.
Personification.
Anthropomorphization.
Yep.
The wall is calling to me. It makes me want to throw my brother into it. It says, please, please.
The what?
She's personifying the wall. The wall's speaking to her.
The wall?
The wall wants me to
saying,
throw
please
my brother.
Throw my brother into.
Oh, I thought she said throw well. Your Do you have a well on your property?
Well, that would work too. Throw the brother into the wall or the well. Sorry, Daniel. We do like you. We want you to come back on the podcast sometime.
I think I'm going to stay here because you have a dog and I can't take that home. So just keep me. Keep me. Don't make me go back. Please. Please. Save the children.
Well, this will be your room if you stay here.
The lavender studio.
It's okay. I'll stay in the green room.
The green room folds out into a bed.
Oh, which Which one? Dad just gave me a thing saying, tell your jerk dad story. Which one? I don't know. Is my life.
Well, just pick.
I could write a biography, and that would be a giant jerk dad pun filled with smaller ones.
Pick one for this segment.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Jerk dad.
Jerk. Oh, gosh. Yes. That is beautiful. Can you play that again?
Sure.
Jerk dad.
That is kind of beautiful. I think that's my new motto. that's beautiful. Hakuna Matata, who needs... I have worries enough with him.
Would you like us to send that to you so you can make a ringtone out of it?
Please do. That is...
Making note to self.
You guys should make, like, a song out of that, and then you guys should, like, start selling it.
Maybe we can mix Jerk Dad in with your techno thing.
Yeah.
That would be kind of beautiful. That'd be really beautiful.
Okay. Jerk Dad story.
Okay, so it was, like, 3 a.m, right? And I was just, like... I have insomnia some nights. Like, I'll go days without sleep, and it gets pretty bad sometimes. And I was really thirsty, so I went downstairs, and I got this really tall, nice, cold glass. Like, it was a glass, not a cup. And I put it on the counter gently, because, you know, if you smash it down, it'll break. And then I went into the fridge, and I got, like, the really cold, nice, refreshing milk. And I poured myself a really tall glass, and Dad walks in, right? And so I put the milk up, and when I turn around, the glass is empty. He has a milk mustache. And it was, like, you could see the condensation forming on it, and it was still there, and you could see the finger marks, and it was, like, that is a crime. A crime. And so I went...
He's sitting there, he drank it too fast, and he's like... You know, it's burbling because he's trying to get the last
yeah,
one.
So,
he's got brain freeze.
Yeah, so I go back and I get another glass of milk and I pour another glass and I give him the eye like, you've already drunk your glass, it's okay. I mean, he couldn't possibly drink more, right? So I go over and I put it in the fridge and when I turn around, it's empty again. Slightly larger milk mustache. There's like a little drop rolling down his face to his chin.
So he looks like a 3-year-old.
No.
Dribbling.
That's kind of
food.
It. And so this time I pick up the glass, I take it with me to the fridge. I pour my nice tall glass, which already has finger marks, and it's no. And so then I sit there and I drink it right in front of him, and I drink it in like one thing without taking a pause, and I'm like, yeah. How does that feel? it was like he had taken a toy from a child, but it wasn't a toy. It was like, I don't know. It was like he
stolen sustenance from you.
Yes.
Life-giving milk.
He had stolen...
Bone-building milk.
That's right.
He had stolen my health and parts of my personality. I mean, he had, like, literally turned me into a worse person for that. Like, I remember going to school the next day, and I was so much more sarcastic than usual. My friend's like, who did what to you? And I'm like, jerk dad. And it was like...
There we go.
And she's like, what? Because she never heard it, and I had to explain it. And she just didn't really get it, because her dad's really nice and gets her whatever she wants, like katana or a horse or a dog. And
with the katana again.
I want a katana. It's 1,000 times folded carbon steel. It's beautiful. It's a sword that is so perfect that it's just perf. Why don't you want one?
How do you know I don't already have one?
Because he's not a 15-year-old girl, apparently.
I don't know. It's just... I don't know.
That's okay.
Well, you know, when my dad took that glass of milk, it was like a metaphor. The fault in our stars. Never mind. And it was like he'd stolen that last final piece of my soul. It's like I'm ginger on the inside now. I get a freckle for every soul I steal, and sometimes I even look like Latino or something. It's like, oh gosh, I have so many freckles. It's horrible. And, you know, it's just, no, it's kind of scary. It's frightening.
Can we let your father talk now for a little bit? I'm going to ask permission, Matthew.
That's probably the best way to do that.
Oh, hi, Matthew. When did you get here?
Yeah.
I've been here the whole time.
We were going to talk a little bit of Star Wars.
Yeah, I know. I could smell.
Ooh.
Mike,
same to you, but more of it.
Do you have that photo? Do you have that website over there for Matthew to look at?
Yep.
We're going to talk a little bit about Star Wars stuff, because you apparently have a wish list for what you would like to see.
That is so cool.
I want one.
That is the X-Wing knife block.
Yes, that would be
all
awesome.
The pieces.
Hey, cut
that's a pie. That's a pie cutter.
3. Yeah, with the
pie and 2 pizza cutter wheels. But up above it is the X-Wing knife block that you can go check out.
How much is that?
Probably $100 or so.
Oh, it's in pounds.
Sorry.
70 pounds.
But it's pretty sweet.
That is pretty cool.
Can't get it too enlarged, can you? That's okay.
No, it's as big as it gets.
We'll just lean closer.
Oh, look at that. It got bigger.
Screw you, Adobe Flash Player. I swear, every day.
You'd think they'd get it right by now.
No doubt.
So, Matthew?
Yes, sir.
What do you want to see in the new Star Wars movies? Oh,
yeah. I'm excited. First of all,
knives.
I want to see knives. I want to see
good writing and directing.
Well,
sorry.
Most importantly, directing.
No Jar Jar Binks. But I want to see Solo and Leia get married.
That's probably going to be in
the past. That had already happened.
Yeah,
that's probably going to be in the past.
Well, it'll be in the past, already, but I mean, I want to see that. I want to see that relationship evolve. And
I'd like to see Harrison Ford not fall apart before filming ended.
Well, there is that.
Yeah, he's injured now.
He just got out of the hospital.
Yeah,
he's been in the hospital for almost 2 weeks.
He's an old guy.
He's like almost 80.
Bones.
So anyway, 70.
He's 70 something.
I think 71.
70 old.
Yeah.
Of course, I say that now. I used to say that about 40.
Dun, 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 dun.
And guess what?
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, my back! Oh! Short round. Get the Bengay.
Chewie will be carrying him.
Okay, so what else do you want to see?
I think we already made that joke about Chewie carrying him, didn't we?
Didn't we already?
Pulling him in a wheelchair. Or carrying him around.
I'm sorry, continue.
I just... Well, I'm curious to know where Luke's going to go and what he's going to do. Is he going to get involved in politics? Is he going to go back to Tatooine and be a...
Well, I'm wondering if we're going to see Luke as the head of a new Jedi Order.
Is there going to be a new order, or is they just going to let that go away?
If they don't have Jedi in these movies, they will not be Star Wars movies. Mm-hmm. It's that simple.
Well, but Luke is a Jedi, so therefore they at least have a Jedi.
Yes, but they're not the main characters of the movies.
True.
They may not even be in all of them. They may just pass the torch in the first one for all we know. We don't know
yet. So you think we may be coming up with a new Jedi school?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
The other one got wiped out.
We
need more Jedi.
It's been, it's 35 years from the end of Return of the Jedi.
Correct.
So he's had 3.5 decades to rebuild the Jedi Order.
At least in some way.
Something going
some
on.
Right.
I would think,
needs to have a few... There need to be a few other Jedi.
Yeah.
Even if there's just a few, who knows how long, how many centuries it took for the Jedi Order to be established and grow over there.
Right.
Well, is Luke going to get married and have little Jedi running around?
He has to. He has to pass those midichlorians on.
Oh.
Could you hear me rolling my eyes?
No, they don't have to pass any of those things on because those don't exist.
Not in Machete the Order, they don't.
The Force is mystical. And that's all it is.
Correct. So
I don't need a scientific explanation for my magic.
Is everything going to get nice again like it was in the first three movies where everything is nice and shiny and clean? And then, everything fell apart and it got dirty.
No, I think everything's getting dirty again. Because that's what J.J. Abrams likes about the original movies.
Yeah.
They're building actual sets.
Right.
Physical, real objects, not terribly much green screen.
Yeah, they're doing,
I mean, obviously like, for like
they're
the
doing
space.
People in rubber suits.
Right.
Yeah.
Real stuff.
They have that big giant pig monster.
That pig monster thing looking
that's like
that we've seen, yeah.
Three times the size of Jabba the Hutt, but they've got animatronic people in standing up inside of it, moving it around, making it drool.
Moving giant sticks and levers.
Yeah.
And did I read that they're trying to get the original actor who played Chewbacca?
They got him, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they owe it to him, and it's like, but if he can do it, let him do it.
But why? I mean, what? There. There's my demo reel for Chewbacca.
Not even, do we know whether or not it's him making the noise?
I don't believe it is. I don't believe it ever has been.
Right.
So then what?
It's like David Prowse walking around inside the Darth Vader suit.
Yeah.
He gives a mime,
could be anybody.
He gives a mime performance. I mean, he gives a physical performance to that.
But he can
character.
Barely walk. He's so.
But why? Why do you got to replace him? I mean, let him do it. He's Chewie. Peter
so
Mayhew.
Chewie's gonna hobble around
because
with a cane.
He can barely walk. Yeah. Now, are they gonna make his hair gray?
Well, no. I think Wookiees live ridiculously long lifespans.
They live hundreds.
That's
of years.
That's why he was alive in the first three.
Wookiees live hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years?
Yes.
And they don't. They never turn gray.
Well, according to the Star Wars holiday special, yes, they do, because Chewbacca's grandfather had gray hair.
Yeah, that was bad.
When you watch the opening act of that, which was 15 minutes long and entirely in Wookiee. I'm not kidding. There was no English spoken for the entire long first act.
Okay, Christmas time this year, you're bringing your copy
my
over.
My 8th generation
VHS
copy.
So they didn't speak English. It sounds like my family. It's just lots of looks and glares and
they did the
lots of gestures and
lots of pantomiming.
Yeah, lots of us like scream when we get stomach jabbed or like hit or something. We're like, I've been it. The horror.
Like
pretty much, yeah.
You know, life at my house is not nearly as bad as Anna is portraying today.
Help
so
me.
If
I think Daniel said that too on his episode.
Oh no.
If anyone from the Department of Family and Children's Services, she is simply using hyperbole to exaggerate something for comic purposes.
There you go.
Yeah. I don't know. I think now we're obligated to, you know, call somebody.
Yeah, I feel that Anna is in danger.
We could be liable.
if we let this go, if we let this get by us, it's called depraved indifference. You can be charged with that.
Is that how the cast of Seinfeld got locked up at the end
something,
of the series?
Something akin to that, yeah.
Why aren't the Percy Jackson people like that? Why aren't they being charged with, like, whatever words you put together? Why aren't they being charged? They are criminals, almost. It was horrible.
Who? What?
The who?
The Percy Jackson people. Like, the people that wrote the Percy Jackson movies. I mean, the books were amazing.
Oh.
And if they had
we're
been,
on a
like,
completely different topic.
If it had been made off of, like, not a book, like, if it had been in its own thing, it would have been awesome, but, like, a knockoff of the knockoff of the original knockoff, but, of that, of the Percy Jackson series, but, no.
Okay, so, Anna, we're talking about Star Wars now.
Both beautiful series.
Okay, so what else, Matthew? Sidetrack over? No, that's okay.
No, my life is one long continuous sidetrack.
I think your life is one really long depressing bread pun.
No, it's not very depressing. It's happy.
Depressing bread what?
It was a quote from something. Just ignore me. No sidetracks. Shh.
You mean that was an option?
And now they're physically abusing each other. To be fair, she's hitting her father. The father is not hitting the child. Let's be fair.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think that's okay. I think the law smiles upon that.
Kid beating up dad.
Yeah.
All right, we'll go for it then.
Hey.
Just try not to break the dozens of dollars of equipment.
So what else? Star Wars.
Yeah. Politically, what's going on?
That's
right.
What's going to happen?
I mean, that's the thing. It's like, because they're not using. There was a trilogy of books written by Timothy Zahn,
right?
That was part of what was called the New Order.
Yep.
And there was a whole bunch of other books that were part of what they call the Expanded Universe. That is, you know, was considered canon for the stories.
But Abrams is ignoring all of it.
Yes, they have dumped all of that for a whole new set of stories. So who knows?
So are they going to go back to the Republic? Or are they going to?
Well, they could attempt to build a better republic that isn't so easily corruptible, because that republic really kind of fell apart awfully easy.
Yes, it did.
I mean, the weird stuff happening on on Tatooine, where Qui-Gon Jinn is trying to cheat Watto when they're having the discussion about how the bet's going to go, how he's going to get Anakin. He's going to win Anakin from Watto. There's this whole back and forth about this really, it's this really in-depth, really just intertwined, ridiculous knot of lies and discussions that he's trying to make this bet so that he can trick Watto, essentially, or try to get Anakin. And I'm sitting there watching, it's like, this is a kid's movie. just have him make a bet. Just one single bet for one thing. But no, they do that big convoluted piece of dialogue, and then on top of it, it's like watching the movie. It's the whole first, you know, the episode one, the really crappy one, is all about trade negotiations going poorly.
Uh-huh.
All those kids in the audience just love a good story about trade negotiations going poorly.
Well, maybe the new one will be about accounting.
No, I think
I promise not to appreciate non-taxable items for the previous tax year.
I think J.J. Abrams knows enough to have the new ones be about, here's the good guys and they wear white.
Yes.
And here's the bad guys and they wear black. And the bad guys want to take over the good guys and they fight.
Right. It's like a Western.
That's what the Star Wars movies are. Mm-hmm.
It's a Western.
Yep.
It's pretty clear who the good guys and the bad guys are. So, but it's a Western set in space with magic and light swords.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesdays we wear white.
I have no idea.
Non sequitur number 463.
That's the Jedi's. On Wednesdays we wear white.
Only on Wednesdays? I don't know about that.
On every other day they wear pink.
I don't remember that movie.
Mean Girls. I messed up a quote from Mean Girls.
Yes, you did. And you told it to a bunch of 40-year-old guys. And we're like, really? Mean Girls?
So one of the lessons Anna and I have not had...
She's hanging her head in shame!
...is know your audience.
Uh-huh. That's okay. I saw Mean Girls many years ago, but the only quote I remember from that is... What is it? Stop trying to make... What was the word? Fetch. The one girl is trying to make the word fetch into a new slang term. She keeps calling things fetch. And the other girl says, stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen. That's her whole thing. That's what I remember.
I don't know. I don't know that I've seen it, but that's with...
It was Lindsay Lohan before she was...
It's the last movie before she went...
Around that time. Yeah.
Is it a... Or a... Like,
both. With, both. Okay. Overlaid on top of each other.
Overlaid. Yeah. So yeah, you were talking about Anna's birthday. So we went out and it
was, that's enough Star Wars talk.
Yeah, it was a Star Wars.
I need to like cut this all in different order?
No, don't worry about it. It's all over the place. That's fine.
Yeah, there's no.
It's my brain in form of an episode.
The only thing is that
it's
the
all
episode
flashbacks
is actually,
and flash forwards.
It's
like an
linear
episode of How I Met Your Mother.
Oh. But yeah, so we went out to the gun range. What did you shoot? What?
Guns that had big kick and
what
little
kind
kick
of, what
and
kind
nice
of a gun?
Kick.
Well, yeah, what kind of guns were they? Do you remember?
There was a rifle and two handguns. I don't know. I'm not Daniel.
Well, I had to start somewhere.
Only Daniel gets told the names of the guns.
No, we actually
when they do the boy things.
We had discussions about the different... Oh, that's right. She wasn't listening.
And out comes the book.
Jerk Dad.
But yeah, I brought a 22 handgun, a Ruger Mark III, and then a little 9mm compact Taurus PT-111. She didn't like the 9mm that much.
Mm-mm-mm. I liked the rifle, though. That was fun.
Yeah, the rifle was my Smith & Wesson MP15-22, which is a fun gun to shoot because it's just 22. Mm-hmm. And so you can, you know, if you can find ammo, it's fun to just plink, plink, plink all day long. And she did really, really well. I was very, very, very pleased.
Now, is that semi-automatic or fully automatic?
No, I don't have any fully automatic weapons.
No.
Yet.
I like the way she thinks.
That's what the shotgun is for, right?
Yes.
Those
if
are fun,
if you need to
too.
Cover a wide area.
Yes. Yes.
You know, everyone laughs at the rednecks' weapons and how they have, like, all of these guns and crossbows and everything until the zombie apocalypse comes and they're like, hey, bestie!
Okay. Now she's talking to the right audience there. Yeah. Zombie apocalypse, crossbow. Very good.
Have you ever, like, seen one of those things on, like, Facebook or Twitter where it's like, pick the object to your left. That is now your weapon in the zombie apocalypse. I have.
Right.
Well, I had, like, a paper and
my
pen.
Laptop is to the left of the chair that I usually sit in.
Well, I had my little brother. And
I get
then
the mixer.
Hooray.
I had, like, heavy. One time I had, like, my little brother. One time I had chocolate chip blueberry pancakes, which were green, by the way. And one time I had, like, bacon and, I don't know, the guy that found duct tape, he would have lived.
And she picked up her brother by the ankles and swung him into the zombie horde.
You don't have to outrun your family, just...
You don't have to be the fastest, just not the slowest.
Slowest, yeah.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Wow. Okay, who can do Morgan Freeman?
No, I
no,
don't.
None of us?
No, okay. Not even close. Not even going to try. But yeah, after we went shooting, we went up to the Telus Science Museum. Have you guys ever been there?
No, but I've heard of it.
It's really, really good.
Tell us about the Telus Science Museum. I've been waiting to use that pun since I heard the name the first time.
Oh. Yeah, we went up there and they had the mineral. It was actually originally a mining and mineral museum. And then it got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now they have an exhibit on space. And they had a really cool movie in the planetarium about the Google Lunar XPRIZE. Have you guys heard about that?
Mm.
I don't think so.
So Google has determined that it's already conquered the world.
Right.
And,
well, it has.
And they want to conquer the moon.
They've started the clock on Judgment Day. Yeah.
Yes, they have. And they want to conquer the moon.
Oh, well, that's where they're all going to escape to.
Right. And so what they're doing is they've come up with a new XPRIZE, like the Ansari XPRIZE that Scaled Composites and Burt Rutan won when they spent.
Yep.
Okay. They're doing a similar one. It's $30 million, and it's the first commercial team that can send a ship to the moon, have it land, do something, send some videos back.
do something.
Yeah.
Just do something.
And then it has to move.
Hit golf balls.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the 900-yard golf shot is still the longest golf shot in history.
They right. measured it.
They did, 900 yards.
Big hitter.
Did you ever watch from the Earth to
He's
the
a
Moon?
Looper.
Did you watch From the Earth to the Moon, the
no.
HBO series?
I don't have HBO. If it's on the Netflixes, I watch it.
The first, Apollo 12? They went up there, and they brought a color TV camera with them. But the guy, the astronaut, hammered it into the ground, thus destroying the camera.
So there's a hammered camera.
Why did
he
hammer
it? He was like, bam, 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 on the top of the camera to hammer it into the ground.
Why
they're
did
like,
he do
we're
that?
Not getting any video out of this.
Whoops.
Oh, oops.
After piloting one of the most fragile vessels ever created, a vessel whose walls were made out of the equivalent of thick tinfoil in places.
They could have put their foot through it at any moment.
He decided to hammer the camera into the ground. Those Air Force guys, I don't know.
But yeah, after they land on the moon and do something, they have to send video and pictures back.
Yep.
The device has to then move 500 meters. And it can be a rover, it can be a vertical takeoff type thing. And the winner gets $30 million. Now, one of the stipulations is that 90% of all of your funds have to be private.
Okay.
Okay.
So they're eliminating any government.
Good.
Right. I know. It's the only way to do it. And there are hundreds of teams around the world who are all working on these things.
Cool.
And it is going to be really exciting.
We're in the future.
We are in the future.
It's pretty cool.
So Google wants the moon, and then they're going to go for Mars. And then, of course,
Jupiter.
Uranus.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch the show Better Off Ted that I told you to watch?
I was thinking about that.
Thank you. Did you ever watch Better Off Ted?
I watched an episode and did not get into it.
Oh, it's hilarious. So Phil and Lem were the two nerdy scientists.
I'll take your word for it.
They came out of a conference room and they someone asked them how'd it go, and they said, well, we successfully went through the presentation saying the phrase drilling in Uranus without giggling. And so then they giggled, and Phil looked at Lem and said, oh, drilling on a gas planet.
That's true. That's true. It's double the funny.
Yeah. So you can't drill on a gas planet.
Dun, dun, dun. There goes my plans for the weekend.
All righty.
Well, this was fun.
Is this about it?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
not quite as lengthy as Daniel's episode, yeah. But
still enough scary people in it to make it last long enough for everyone else.
Everybody on the internet will love this. Our 100 or so listeners.
Because cray cray people are very amusing when you get them to speak.
And you would know.
What else? else do you think I do with my time? I talk to the invisible people on my wall.
All right. Matthew, Anna.
Thank you very
much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. And you are welcome.
Yes. Mike, where can they find us?
They can find us at nerdburgershow.com, at nerdburgershow on the Twitters and the Facebook, and email us nerdburgershow@gmail.com.
On the next episode of Nerd Burger, Mike and Craig invite Matthew's children.
Okay, so you know what? I'm so sick and tired of these authors messing up my movie. I mean, Percy Jackson, don't get me started. And where was Madge in The Hunger Games? I mean, I don't even know. And Madge aged a lot, apparently. I mean, giving her the pin like that. Oh, and she didn't have her dress. She wasn't rich. Gail didn't hate her. I mean, where is all this coming from? This is just really disappointing. Authors, get up off your butt and go read the book. I mean, don't just look at the cover and be like, oh, that seems like a cool thing to make a movie out of and do it. I mean, what are you thinking? This is just hurting my feelings. It's just, where is this coming from? You're making us cry. You're going to get attacked by fangirls.